closed my eyes. I must awaken. I remembered the cloth, the strength of the man, the fumes. My fingers dug deeply into the dirt. I clawed at it. I felt the dirt beneath my fingernails. I lifted my head and rolled, screaming, awakening, tangled in the chain, in the grass. I sat bolt upright. I realized to my astonishment and horror that I was nude, literally totally nude, stark naked. My neck wore its encircling weight. The heavy chain, attached to the collar, dropped between my breasts and over my left thigh. "No! No!" I cried. "No!" I leaped to my feet, screaming. The chain's weight depended from the collar, heavily, gracefully. I felt the collar pulled down against my collarbone. The chain passed now between my legs, behind the left calf, then lifting. I jerked wildly at it. I tried to thrust the collar up over my head. I turned it, again tried to thrust it up over my head. I scraped my throat, hurting it. My chin was forced up. I saw the bright sky, blue with its startlingly white clouds, but I could not slip the collar. It fitted me closely. Only my small finger could I thrust between its weight and my neck. I moaned. The collar could not be slipped. It had not been made to be slipped. Irrationally. Madly. Nothing in my consciousness but my fear and the chain. I turned to flee and fell, hurting my legs, tangled in the chain. I, on my knees, seized the chain, pulled at it, weeping. I tried to back away on my knees. My head was pulled cruelly forward. I held the chain. It was some 10 feet long. It extended to a heavy ring and plate fastened in a great granite rock, irregular, but some 12 feet in width and depth, some 10 feet in height. The plate with its ring was attached near the center of the rock, low, about a foot above the grass. The rock had apparently been drilled and the plate fastened with 4 linear bolts. They may have passed through the entire width of the rock and been cinched on the other side. I did not know. On my knees, I pulled at the chain. I wept. I cried out. I pulled again at the chain. I hurt my hands. It moved not a quarter of an inch. I was fastened to the rock. I rose, moaning, to my feet, my hands on the chain. I looked about myself. The rock was prominent. There was none like it in view. I stood on a rolling plain, grassy and gentle, widely sweeping, trackless. I saw nothing but the grass. It moving in the soft, unhurried wind, the distant horizon, the unusually white clouds and blue sky. I was alone. The sun was warm. Behind me was the rock. I felt the wind on my body, but not directly, as the plate in the stone was on the sheltered side of the rock. I wondered if the wind was a prevailing one. I wondered if the plate and chain were so situated and ordered that the chain's prisoner, such as I found myself to be protected from the wind. I shuddered. I stood alone. I was naked. I, small, white, was chained by the neck to that great rock on the seemingly endless plain. I breathed deeply. Never in my life had I breathed such air. Though my head was chained, I threw it back. I closed my eyes. I drank the atmosphere into my lungs. Those who have never breathed such air cannot know the sensations which I then felt. In so simple a thing as the air I breathed, I rejoiced. It was clean and clear. It was fresh, almost alive, almost sparkling with the exhilaration of swift, abundant, pristine oxygen. It was like the air of